countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Have you cattle to sell? Find out what they're worth with our March price calculator on farmersjournal.ie.
And this is Marty Morrissey with you on this Easter Saturday morning here on Countrywide. You're most welcome. Multi-award-winning author Orla McAlinden has certainly packed a lot into her life so far. Listen to this. A mother to four school-going children, she's also a vet, a qualified secondary school teacher, a writer, a farmer, and a self-confessed fashionista. Orla, originally from Portadown, began writing after the death of her father, John, in 2012. She has written a successful novel, The Flight of the Wrens, and two rural short story collections, Full of Grace and The Accidental Wife. Much of the inspiration for her writing comes from her love of farming and rural life. She now lives in Newbridge in County Kildare with her husband Patrick and their family, and they both work a farm on the Athgarvan Road on the edge of the Curra, beautiful part of the country. Brenda Dunne went for a walk on the farm.
Hi Brenda, great to see you.
What's going on here?
So we're on our lunch break now from school. One of the boys is just doing a little bit of harrowing for me. Just hurrying up this field, taking out the dead thatch and spreading around all the detritus of the winter and cleaning it up. And we'll get in now in a day or two and give it a good roll now that the land is getting drier, and set it up nicely for summertime grazing.
So your son homeschooling?
Homeschooling, oh. But please God, not for much longer. They are so, so lucky that they're not glued to their screens all day long, because there's plenty of work to be done here, and if they ever tell me that they're bored, I can always find them something to do. My husband and I have been living in Newbridge now for well over 20 years. For more than 10 years, we had our eyes open, waiting for a farm to come up, because land doesn't come up that often in this area, and it's like gold dust. Couldn't believe our luck to get this beautiful farm here on the Athgarvan Road. Yeah. It's about 120 acres, I suppose, and we've got a lovely stretch of Liffey riverbank in it. Lovely land in the summer, but in the winter it's very heavy clay. It can be quite wet and mucky, and we're here 5 years, so we're still very much on an apprenticeship level with this land. We're still learning every year. We're getting a better idea of how the farm works and how it functions and what's the best way to utilise it, to rest it. The farm is really coming together.
I see how at ease you are here in the farm, and I'm just wondering, how did you get from veterinary college to farming to becoming an author?
Well, the writing came quite late, by modern standards anyway. I was well into my 30s, and unfortunately what happened was my father died unexpectedly when my children were quite young, and I wanted them to know him, and I just started writing a few little family stories. I wanted them to hear his voice and to know his dialect and the way he spoke. So it was a great character, fantastic turn of phrase. And then the stories developed into work that I wanted to share, but I didn't want it to be about my family, so I had to invent a whole new farming community, and that's the genesis of the writing.
There's a great smell of the farm anyway.
Well, my husband is obsessed with grassland management, and he's obsessed with silage, and we do make very nice silage here. It's very...
What's nice about silage?
What's nice about silage?
Yeah.
Oh, look, this silage here that our small calves are eating, you could put that in a salad and pour a bit of Hellmann's over it. It's beautiful and dry. Smell that now. You're not convinced, Brenda. In the olden days when people talked about silage, you'd pick it up and you could literally squeeze water out of it, you know. But we're very fussy. What we feed to our calves, other people would be given to their racehorses.
Tell me about some of those sayings or phrases that you wanted to capture in your book and pass on.
When I started writing and I started sending the short stories off to magazines and what have you, I didn't have a huge amount of success at the start. Quite often when I would get a story rejected, the word would come back, like, we just don't like the dialogue, it just doesn't seem real to us, you know, people don't speak that way. And I would think to myself, no, what you mean is the people you know who live in Dublin or Cork or wherever don't speak that way, but this is how people speak where I grew up. And then when the book was actually finally published and it was taken on by Libraries Northern Ireland, and they created a big public reading, the book was brought to a huge audience. And what I used to love, absolutely love, at the public meetings that we did is when people would come to me and say, I haven't heard that word since my mother died. I thought my family was the only family that used that expression. And it just really fills me with joy because Ireland is still a very rural country, you know, and there's still an audience out there that is very greatly underrepresented in current Irish writing.
Okay.
Well, I'm just putting a head collar on Toto now. Toto needs a little bit of exercise.
Hi, Toto. As in Wizard of Oz?
Yes, the Wizard of Oz, absolutely.
Orla, how do you manage your time? Because you're writing, you're farming, you're being a mother, all of those things.
Yeah, it is busy. But what people don't always understand about writing is that a huge amount of writing doesn't take place at a desk. Like, there are whole weeks go past that I never sit down with a pen and a paper. And a lot of writing goes on in your head. And because farming can be quite repetitive, a physical, manual work that doesn't involve a huge amount of brain power, that's a fantastic opportunity for me to be thinking about characters and working out plots and where we're going next and who wants to do what with whom or to whom. And
so when you're cleaning out the stables here, for example.
Perfect.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely perfect. Because it's physical and it's manual and it allows me a chance to turn my brain off. All right, well, Toto's had a long walk there. We won't bore you with the whole half hour of walking Toto around in a circle, so get rid of him.
Okay. Bye, Toto.
Brenda,
thank
you. Could see the state of my house compared to the luxury these animals are living in.
So farming and rural life is all over your books and your stories. Would you mind reading me something to demonstrate that, please?
Well, I'll read just a little snippet from a story called The Ruination of McCaffrey, and it's from my first book, The Accidental Wife. The newly built five-span hay shed loomed in the haggard, freshly painted corrugated iron, improbably green against the blue of an August sky. Square golden hay bales filled two spans. The remainder of the shed gaped emptily, a mouth with too few teeth, a pointless, extravagant folly. Two spans had always been enough for the farm. The old shed, creaking in high winds, had always been adequate before this fool's errand of farm expansion. This new barn represented £15,000 of someone else's money. The repayments had barely started. The debt on this shed would live on long after McCaffrey was hoisted shoulder high and then planted deep in the boneyard. 3 days ago, these bales of hay had lain in the already greening meadows, a ton of summer sun, joyous laughter, and long bright evenings encapsulated in each square bundle. But now they were simply fodder, nothing more or less, just dry grass to be mashed by the tongues and guts of bullocks. The massive bales had been stacked in haste and with scant regard for safety. So what? What possible difference did that make now? The worst had already happened.
Okay, unhitch that harrow. We need to go home.
Brenda, this school lunch break is over and it's time these boys were back in front of their screens.
Well, look, before I let you go, Orla, tell me what writing and farming has brought to your life and what you've learned about yourself.
I've learned a lot of patience because they're both very, very slow professions. You know, you're looking at an animal for 2.5 years before it leaves the farm. You could be looking at a book for 5 years. It took me 4 years to find a publisher for The Flight of the Wren. It was rejected 70 times. So I've learned patience and fortitude and to believe in yourself.
That was Orla McAlinden talking to Brenda Donoghue. Patience, fortitude and belief in yourself. Wise words indeed. OrlaMcAlinden.com. I love the sounds. I was on the farm there with Brenda and Orla for the last 5 or 6 minutes. So thank you for that.